With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Shawn Mendes figuring out his sexuality, the 10 nominees for 2024's Word of the Year, which celebrity gave the better E.T. costume for Halloween, Martha Stewart versus Ryan Reynolds, and Baby Gronk versus the Rizzler. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. Oh my gosh, it's an election day.
Stop what you're doing.
No, keep listening. Keep
stop
listening.
What you're doing unless you're listening to us while you're in line to vote. But I...
If you're in line, stay in line.
But I imagine... What do you think? I was talking to my friends over the weekend and I was like, what demographic is voting day of?
Everybody. I mean, unfortunately, everybody. A lot of people don't trust mail in. A lot of people don't trust drop off. They don't think their thing's going to get counted.
It's Democrats like, girl, or Republicans? Both?
I don't know. Well, definitely Republicans don't. Republicans show up day of, more Democrats show up early. But, you know, a lot of people don't trust the system. However, don't you get a text that's like, your vote's been counted, we got it, thanks?
I didn't get a text, but I went to the website and pulled it up and confirmed I voted on October 19th.
And there you have it. An early voter is a committed voter.
I've been hanging on to my sticker this whole time. I've kept it in a safe place. I am sticker ready for tomorrow. Today.
Me too, actually.
Whatever day you're listening
today,
to this.
Today. Hey, and if you're disenfranchised. Well, yes, if you're disenfranchised.
What are you going to say? Disheartened?
What's the word I'm looking for? You're closer with disheartened.
Disappearing. If you're disengaged.
If you're disengaged, if you're feeling like, I don't like either of these people, did you know that an election is more than just for the president? You go, you vote for propositions that affect how your tax money is used. You go and vote for city council members. You vote for public school issues. You vote for senators, congresspeople. You vote for a lot of things. And so like, while, yeah, the big issue is who's going to win the presidency. And yes, you should get involved in however you feel like you need to get involved. There's a lot that is on the line that it will affect you in more ways than you're probably ready for if you're choosing to not vote. So go out and vote.
Honey, I vote to keep streets closed to cars in San Francisco so I can run through parks with no cars.
Good. Yeah, love that shit. Love
that
shit.
Nothing makes me wetter.
Oh, she's a wet boy.
Oh, but you know what we did have in San Francisco that also makes me wetter? Rank choice voting. Oh, my God.
That's some good shit.
Rank choice voting for the mayor. Oh, my God. How nice.
That must
if
be
only
nice.
We had why five.
Why don't we do that?
If only we had five presidential parties to rank choice vote. Oh, the dream.
Well, we do have five presidential.
We don't get to rank choice vote them,
but we don't got ranked choice. Yeah, if we had ranked choice, this country would be. You know who doesn't want ranked choice? The people in power.
Yeah.
That was me being Kennedy.
Wait, so you're saying you're not one of the normal gays who voted for Trump since him and Vance have locked down the normal gay vote?
I saw that J.D. Vance said that they have locked down the normal gay vote. I need everyone to know there is no such thing as a normal gay.
I wanted to make a joke, but I was like, no one's going to think I'm a normal gay. Nothing about me screams normal.
Well,
did you just crack your neck?
I did. I'm no normal gay.
That popped so loudly.
Thank you. I wonder if the people at home heard
it. They definitely did.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope it's a blowout today, and I hope there's no January 6th tomorrow.
All I know is I can't wait until Saturday to find out like what happened in 2020. I can't wait 5 days after. And at work, they were talking about, oh, it's probably going to be longer this year. And I'm just like, don't put that out into the world.
Longer because of what?
Because people are all, oh, we got to recount. Everybody wants the attention.
Yeah, well,
you know Trump, he's all fine. Throw out some ballots in Georgia. Find me some votes. Dominion counters don't work.
This week is packed full of big events. We got the election on Tuesday.
What else? My dad's birthday?
That's November 5th. We got your dad's birthday coming up. We got the Grammy nominations coming out on the 8th.
Shit. That's Friday.
Okay. Yeah. We got People's Magazines. Sexiest Man Alive issue on November 12th.
Don't jump ahead. We already know who Sexiest Man Alive is, and that is a bullet point I have ready to discuss, honey.
So this week or next week?
It has been announced.
Okay. Who?
You didn't see who won it?
One is a choice of words.
Who paid for it?
There we go. Okay, now who?
You really don't know?
I don't know if I know. Tell me if
Sexiest
I know.
Sexiest Man Alive, 2024.
Come on, you're edging me.
Harry Styles.
What?
Yeah. Okay. I swear that's what it said.
I need to not take it literally, because it's like, is he the sexiest man alive? I'm not sure on that.
I'd kiss him.
I guess he has some sex appeal. He's got some swag.
Okay, this article says Harry Styles crowned People's Sexiest Musician Alive.
Okay. So you're up in here spreading misinformation.
Runner-up slammed over sore loser rant. Who was the runner-up? Okay, hold on.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Who is it?
You brought it up.
Including somebody named Role Model? That can't be real.
No, baby, it's not out yet. That's why we don't know yet. They're saving it.
Sexiest man. Okay, so Harry is just sexiest musician alive.
Even then, I'm not quite sure. It feels like the wrong year to be giving it to Harry Styles, but okay, sure, whatever.
Listen, this is how celebrities stay afloat. They
with a sexiest man nomination?
They need to be sexiest man on a non-Grammy cycle album promotion year.
I see. Well, do you have any hopes for who the sexiest man alive will be? Who's catching
am I
your
in the running?
This year?
This actually is a great.
No, you're not. You're not.
This is actually leads me into a great talking point discussion that was a through line through my entire weekend. So there we were, pictures at the gay bar, and they're playing old, like Cher 70s music videos, because you know gays love Cher. And then people are all talking. They're like, hey, do you think your dad thought Cher was hot?
Well, you know about my dad.
No, I don't. Who did he think was hot?
My dad was a Mariah stan. He was a lamb. My stepmom told me that he had every album the day it came out. That's a lamb.
What?
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on in this country.
So then there was a big debate. So then everyone was talking about, and I was like, no. I was like, your dads weren't jerking it to Cher. They wanted Farrah Fawcett. They wanted Dolly Parton.
I don't know.
they were.
We're not talking about hot chicks. So then, man. We're talking about hot.
So
dudes.
Then the conversation turned to objectifying men. We were all
nice.
We were all okay. So who did your mom want to bang? And so then people were all, oh, my mom loved Jon Bon Jovi. I was like, oh God, not Jon Bon Jovi. So anyways, I was like, you know, they were like, who would your mom say? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, if I had to guess, I would say Michael Jackson.
You said
yes,
that?
Yes. So then I called my mom to confirm. And she, in fact, did say Michael Jackson.
That's insane.
Later, so then I said, really? And then I said, and she said, okay, well, let me do some Googling. I'm in the car right now. I'll call you. I'll text you later. So then she gets home and texts me and says, oh, well, and of course, George Michael. So I'm like,
well, my mom's celebrity crush was John Travolta.
Well, so that's, I'm like,
so what's going on?
I'm like, so did my mom have no gaydar? She just loved gay male musicians.
Was Michael Jackson gay?
I don't know.
I don't think so, but okay.
I think he was at least bi.
Okay, I'm not sure on that one. Is not you reporting live?
Do you know nothing about Michael Jackson? Did you not watch?
I actually
did. You not watch any of the documentaries?
I actually know nothing about Michael Jackson. And if what you're referencing is about misconduct, that often is about power. And not about, like, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, actually, I'm not getting involved.
This
I'm not
took
getting
a dark
involved.
Turn. I'm just going with Michael Jackson was gay.
Okay.
and George Michael.
We're not sure about that. I do like the pictures of him cruising. Have you ever seen
who?
Those? George Michael.
Cruising? No. Where?
Yes.
On a boat?
Google it. In WeHo.
On a boat?
No, in West Hollywood. He was cruising. He's like peeking through a bush trying to get some. You never seen George Michael cruising?
I Googled it. George Michael cruising.
I hate gay Halloween, because what do you mean you're George Michael cruising?
Oh, honey, no. You saw that you reposted what I posted on my story about, I hate straight Halloween. What do you mean you're a bee and you're mad at your boyfriend because he didn't want to dress up and now you're both three drinks deep at the bar and arguing and the rest of the table's uncomfortable?
Yeah, no, I did see that. I did
that
repost
struck
it.
A little. That rang a little true to my bell.
I felt it. I've lived it. I was there.
I was like, whoever wrote that really got the straights back for all their slander about our costumes.
I did love Gay Halloween this year. I thought Gay Halloween once again beat out Celebrity Halloween. Celebrity Halloween to me is a little embarrassing at this point. So you just hire a team to make a look, to do a photo shoot. If I'm to believe that this is your Halloween costume, I need to see you doing shots in a messy kitchen with the look on. That's way more convincing and likable than your photo shoot with a photographer with lighting and a backdrop. It's like, I'm bored.
Yeah, Kylie Jenner recreated the Demi Moore cover of Striptease where she's just naked and her hair is being blown by a fan and that's her Halloween costume, honey.
I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. That being naked is not a costume.
I completely agree. I'm like, oh, wow, we're all mesmerized that celebrities with the infinite income were able to pull off an incredible Halloween costume. Congrats.
Yeah. But then on the same side, I saw people dragging like rich people who have kind of shitty costumes. And they're like, oh, you have all the money in the world and you can't put together a, because like Olivia Rodrigo was a witch or something from Wicked or something. God. And it was a little homemade. And to me, I'm like, that's fine.
Maybe arts and crafts are how she de-stresses.
Sure. Mark Zuckerberg as, I don't know, Keanu Reeves and something.
Speed?
But people were like, no, something else. He's a fighter, maybe. he had a wig on, John Wick. He has a wig on, and people are like, you own Facebook, and that's the wig you can afford? I kind of feel like it's okay to look crunchy on Halloween. Whatever happened to looking crunchy?
I Googled Mark Zuckerberg Halloween costume, and the top four articles that populated were all running the same thing, and they're all from India, though. Why does India really care about his costume?
I think the bigger question is, why doesn't America? Let's talk about that.
Listen, he can be John.
Well, who wore it better?
His John Wick wig looks a little Professor Snape. He actually looks much more like that.
In the short list for sexiest man alive?
No, not on my list.
Well, hey, who wore it better as E.T., Janelle Monáe or Heidi Klum?
Heidi Klum. Janelle Monáe didn't even just looked like a AI rendering.
She just looked like she had been, she put on a casting.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like she was inside of a situation.
Right.
I agree with that, but I liked her photo shoot more.
I thought that I was like, okay, there's somebody in this mold.
I guess, but I agree. Heidi Klum's was kind of better because I like when I see Heidi Klum's face in The Worm. I like when I see Heidi Klum's face in the E.T., you know, good for her.
I'm trying to think there was discussion of this tied into the discussion of which male celebrities did your mom want to sleep with. And somebody had a really good fuck, marry, kill with E.T. and two humans in it, but I can't remember which two.
Okay, well, you report back as soon as you
know. All I know is too many of my friends were killing E.T., and that felt problematic.
I'll tell you this much. If me and my friends ran into E.T., we'd take a hammer to him.
Babe, I think we all know that about you at this point. I think you've said that a few times on the pod.
Well, it's a tweet, but it's actually not true. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm a nonviolent pacifist.
You're looking for E.T. to be Cycle Ghosty of the Year at your hands.
You ever want somebody to die, but you don't want to do it yourself?
Clap.
That's how I feel about E.T.
Clap if you want somebody dead.
But you don't want to do it yourself. And the world is clapping, mama. Hey, speaking of murder.
Okay.
Did you see who wants to murder that poor boy?
No.
Well, Baby Gronk has officially...
Who is Baby Gronk?
...challenged... Let me finish my sentence before you start asking questions. Baby Gronk has called out the Rizzler to a boxing match. He says, "You are too scared to respond." Okay, now I'm taking questions.
I don't understand the question, and I refuse to respond to it.
Baby Gronk. I'm not sure who Baby Gronk is, actually. They're from two psychobabbles ago, at least. But the Rizzler. The Rizzler is the smallest, well,
here's what,
child.
The of smallest the, of child. The,
of, the, of the, I give this chocolate chip cookie 5 booms.
What?
Do you know anything that I'm saying?
No, and I don't want to. This reminds me.
The Rizzler is the non-related human with the other two humans in a Sam's Club.
All I know is that kids these days nowadays, the kids that are growing up asking for a gaming chair for Christmas, asking for a gaming desk, they think all conflict is handled with a boxing match. And there's a
I know that's right. Whatever happened to being shady on Twitter? Let's just leave it there.
This is true because I was watching an episode of Real Housewives. One of the mothers was retelling a story about a fight at a party, and her like 10-year-old son said, "Why don't you just box it out?" In all seriousness, he thought that was an option.
Well, one of them, Paul brothers, is fighting Mike Tyson. So like it's a money.
Would you ever get punched for a dollar? Clap if you'd get punched for a dollar.
No, I don't think I would like that. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Depends on where. Punched where?
In the face.
They call fisting punching.
No, they don't.
Yes, you want me to punch your hole?
Okay, I guess you're right.
Yep.
Have you ever been punched in the face?
You know who else is feuding? No, I've never been punched in the face.
Juana.
No, and you know what? Actually, yes, maybe. So that a lawsuit, you know, I'm itching to take somebody to court.
Yes.
Pro bono.
And they'll be covering attorney's fees too.
So, Ryan Reynolds, yay or nay?
Yay.
Former sexiest man alive.
Yay.
Do you find him to be funny, entertaining, enjoyable?
I laugh. He's made me laugh.
He's made me laugh.
You
but
know,
we are also millennials of a certain age.
You know,
age.
I love to laugh. I ate him up in Deadpool versus Wolverine.
I'm sure you did. Well, do you know who Martha Stewart is?
Yeah, are they beefing?
They're beefing.
Martha put out a documentary and now she's fighting with everybody.
Well, I wouldn't say she's beefing as much as she is speaking truth to power.
She is fighting with Ina Garten. She's fighting also with the team that produced the documentary.
Been there.
Oh, baby, listen, don't you know it?
Martha Stewart said, he's not so funny in real life. No, he's not so funny. He's very serious. He's a good actor. He can act funny, but he isn't funny about Ryan Reynolds.
Listen, humor is, what's the word?
Subjective.
Subjective.
And then Ryan Reynolds replied.
You know what else? Because I had a lot of friends telling me how funny SNL this weekend was, and I just had to sit there and nod and say, humor is subjective.
Well, Ryan Reynolds replied and kind of confirmed her statement.
He said, I'm not funny. I hate to laugh.
No, he said, I think he's trying to make a joke here, which is never a good sign when you're trying to prove you are actually funny. He said, I disagree with her, but I tried that once. The woman is unexpectedly spry. She really closed the gap. She really closed the gap after a mile or so. Did you even crack a smile, mama?
I don't get it. She went to jail and now she's mad.
You would be too if you experienced firsthand the industrial prison complex. Let's talk about that.
I don't
think
hers was firsthand. I think it was fifth hand at most. Didn't she have a garden? Didn't she have a garden at her jail?
Would that be so wrong? Maybe we should dream of gardens for every prisoner. Maybe we should encourage everybody who's incarcerated to take care of something and to cultivate something to grow. Ooh, how terrible would it be?
I voted for prisoners to be able to listen to our podcast, and that was enough.
Well, thank God, because how else would they know
cycle
anything?
Cycle jailies.
Our cycle jailies. Shout out to our cycle jailies. What do you think is 2024's word of the year, besides cycle jailies?
Have they already announced it? What if something really comes up?
They've already announced but there
wait,
are...
Wait, wait, wait. What were the... What, go back to the list of banned words from that teacher's classroom.
Yeah! You might be close. Any other ones?
Ohio.
Because there's 10 finalists, and one is the winner of word of the year.
Yeah. Ohio. Riz won last year, didn't it?
No other guesses?
Just read me the top 10 and then I'll pick the winner.
Okay. The top 10 include in no order but
alphabetical.
Oh, they're not sorted alphabetical. Okay, let me think.
Just...
Anti-tourism. How's that the shortlist for word of the year?
Because people, okay. I can tell, I'm so in tune, I can tell you why they're all nominated.
Brain rot.
Oh, yeah.
Brat. Delulu. Era. Looks maxing. Raw dogging.
No.
Romanticy. Supermajority. And yapping.
I would say romanticy is probably the word of the year.
romanticy.
Yeah, all them people reading those Court of a Thousand Thorns and Crowns.
No, not raw dogging.
I can't believe I thought raw dogging was thrown in to throw me off. I don't believe that raw dogging's on the list.
Nope. Word of the year is brat.
That's a little dumb.
You hate to see
not
it.
In my brat era. That's ooh, an exist
era.
That's an existing word, and it feels, yes, it had a comeback, but
well, it's, I would say it's a word that took on a new meaning. It like evolved before our eyes.
I mean, I think Abby Lee Miller really did it years ago when she said, "Ooh, you're being baby, really bratty."
I got that on the soundboard. Hit it.
Ooh, that sounded really bratty.
I wonder if they could hear that. It says that they could, but who knows?
I believe they could, but I never can. So it's
I never can. I didn't even hear it, but I think they did. Ooh, that sounded really bratty. You actually did it really
Thank
well.
Thank you. Hey, yeah, I think somebody remind me next September. I think I want to be Abby Lee Miller for Halloween next year.
Okay.
Wig, big old titties. I'm sure I can order one of those Abby Lee Dance Studio shirt t-shirts in black.
Are you going to have one of those automatic rolling chairs?
No, listen, I just have to wear it for my Zoom work.
That's why you really need a rolling chair.
I'll be sitting either way. It's a Zoom meeting Halloween costume.
And here's what you need to do. You need to have a pyramid of and reveal your coworkers who's at the top of the pyramid.
Can you imagine?
I can imagine.
Actually, wait, yeah, write that down.
Write that down. Well, I mean, it finishes the look.
Yeah, okay, I'm into it. And then can I like, what is she doing? She tries to bite that woman's finger.
She did try to bite a mom, I think.
Yes.
What was that about?
Pent up anger, honey.
Or hunger.
Yeah. Well,
well, what
did you want to talk about Shawn Mendes?
What's there to say?
He said, "I'm figuring it out."
Okay, so give us the full quote before we dissect.
It's a 3-minute video, and it's worth the watch. He was performing at
Roll That Beautiful Bean
he was
Footage.
Performing at Red Rocks, I believe it was last week, and he. Doing his new album promo, which comes out next week, and he's been talking a lot and like telling stories of the songs, and he was having a little acoustic moment, and he was just talking about how he's like been a musician and in the public eye since he was 15, and he just was really like thrown into the music industry, and he didn't get to spend a lot of time doing things kids do, like figuring themselves out and figuring out what their likes and dislikes are. And he was like, everybody's always been so focused on my sexuality, and I've never really tried to give it any airtime because it's nobody's business but mine. And he's like, but I just want to let you all know that I'm just in a place where I'm figuring it out.
Well, that's beautiful. What's there to say? Yeah, a lot of people come into my TikTok lives sometimes being like, what are your thoughts on Shawn Mendes coming out? I'm like, well, you have no media literacy if that's what you think he just did. And I don't say anything because I'm like, I'm not going to feed into it. But also it's like the gays that are out there that inevitably will quote tweet it and be like, we knew, you didn't know because Shawn didn't tell you. And your assumptions about somebody are not true just because you say they are, you think they are, or later they maybe reveal something that they would like to share at their own time and pace. They weren't true then. And it's not the serve you think it is to be all, honey, we knew the closet's a glass door and we can see through it, blah, blah, blah. You're the bully.
What if
that you act like you had in high school? You're the bully.
What if instead of a glass door, it's the bead curtains like at your grandma's trailer?
Ooh, okay. Now you got me. Glass bead curtains, kind of shimmering. Mm,
you should get those.
Rainbow.
Well, and so then, maybe. So then, wait, anyway, he just ended it with, and that's all I'm going to say about that for now.
Good for him. He can continue at his own pace. I continue to support however he wants to be and whoever he wants to reveal himself as or explore himself as. It's like, that's great.
Listen, I'm counting down to the new album, and I was before and after he made this this non-announcement announcement. But yeah, the video was cute. I actually enjoyed like the full 3-minute thing, and I'm like, made me want to see him in concert and see him in concert at Red Rocks. So I guess I missed my opportunity.
He's a sweet boy. And so when people like harass him, I'm like, damn, that sucks. Cause like, that's a gentle soul.
Yeah. Kindness punk.
And that's how I feel.
Well.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, I saw Maggie Rogers over the weekend.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
It was so good. Thank you for asking.
Did she play her new song?
She did. And her energy, it was her first arena tour. She was playing the Chase Center, which is like a big arena. And it was great. And we were like in the pit, and her dancing energy level was like out of 10. And it was so fun for her to have like a big old stage to like dance all over. And all my friends were like, that's how you dance. Well. And I was like, I know that's right. But she was so cute. She did like a little acoustic moment. She's been like bringing out legendary like folksy old women ladies along the tour. And anyway, she was having an acoustic moment, and she started telling this story of how her and her bestie used to play a Rock Band growing up. And she was like, and she like went into this whole story, and she was like, and the last level of Rock Band to beat the game was playing an arena. And it was so cute because she was proud of herself.
That is adorable.
For like actually finally doing a full arena tour. And it was like,
that feels like seeing Miss Girl Chapel Wrong doing SNL. And then like I saw a clip, you know, the clip that's like her on the street singing
Pink Pony Club.
Pink Pony Club or something. And it's like, oh my God, she really did that. She really made the jump.
She posted a Facebook status update that she had must have made when she was like a young teen that said, I'd really like to play Saturday Night Live someday.
That's precious. People, you got to put your shit out there. You got to say, you got to put into the universe what you want to happen.
Facebook was your manifestation journal. Good for you.
And that's how Sue sees it.
It really is.
I spent my weekend potting plants, mama.
Oh.
Woo wee.
Come on. Can I see your green thumb?
I'm sticking my thumb up. Yeah, well, I read on a bag of dirt that said this will feed your plants for 6 to 8 months. I thought, 6 to 8 months?
Your plants eat dirt?
or whatever. I don't know what's going on. Synthesized, mama, or something.
Photosynthesis.
who knows?
Wait.
I thought, well,
I have a very important question.
Do you repot your plants every 6 to 8 months?
No, hell no. And my plots are thriving. Exactly. Look at that one behind me with the flowers.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's the better drag name? Is it Olivia Laugh Love? or does she just go by Liv? Like L-I-V.
Olivia
Laugh Love, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. We agree.
Okay, great. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
Voting and then turning off all media and playing video games all day, logged out tomorrow, not listening to anything.
What do you mean voting? I thought you already voted. Are you one of those people that goes and casts 20 votes? Yeah,
I'm just going to go stand outside the lines and look for cute people. Huh. Oh, actually, though. Yeah, I won.
No electioneering, only election queering.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what were you going to say? It reminded you of what?
I was going to say, was I going to walk by the polling place tomorrow? Because you know, it's just like in San Francisco, they're in your neighborhood. They're usually close to your house. I'm like, should I walk by? Should I take a look? Do I have to go to the library tomorrow for anything?
I think so.
Well, what about you? What are you doing tomorrow? Are you going to sit and watch the results come in? I can't do that.
Oh, God,
I can't live like that.
No, 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 no.
What I should do, what I should do is decide a little, and I said I should get takeout for dinner tomorrow. I deserve that.
I'm traumatized from Hillary versus Trump.
Yeah,
results.
Same.
That election night, I can't go into an election with any amount of hope ever again. Like, I don't feel it anymore. It's
the
gone.
Day after that, me and you had to fly to New York City to go to the... Harry Potter world premiere, and it was miserable on that flight.
People were crying.
Yeah, the lady next to me on the plane gave me a very nice hug when we were like deboarding. I hope she's well. Hot. I hope she's well. I hope she voted for Kamala. Okay.
All right.
Talk to you later. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.